الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماءون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
Do you see the one who rejects the judgment? This is the one who repulses the orphan and doesn't encourage the feeding of the needy. Then destruction to those musallis who are unmindful of their salah, those who want only to be seen of men and prevent even basic neighborly needs. The most important element in faith after Tawheed is to believe on the day of judgment. One who believes in reward and punishment, reckoning and hisab, then his whole life goes correctly. But if he doesn't believe in a thing like a resurrection, on accountability, then he doesn't have any conscience, then there is no need for him to do any good. Then if he is going to be doing good, then it's going to be for ulterior motives. So this is the person that is under discussion. That when he rejects the day of Qiyamah, then he is disconcerned about the yatim, often about feeding the needy, and even if he has to engage in salah, then it isn't because he is concerned about Allah Ta'ala at the reckoning. It is because he wants to be seen of men, and therefore he will not even engage in charitable deeds, small little basic domestic or neighborly deeds. He will not get involved in this. Yes, in deeds that are of some show and some popularity, he may show generosity in this, outward generosity, just to be seen of people, just to be recognized as a generous person. But then if he's tested with small little neighborly needs, then he will fail miserably. The reason is obvious, that he doesn't believe in the day of judgment, he doesn't recognize accountability, he doesn't see the need of spending, when he doesn't believe in a thing like reward and resurrection and the life hereafter. This doesn't refer to that musalli that he is believing, but he's a little bit sluggish in his ways. He's sluggish not because of his rejecting the hereafter, but he doesn't have the drive and the motivation to do good, though he wants to do it, but he doesn't have the drive and the motivation. Inna a'atayna kal kawthar. Indeed, we have granted you abundant good. Then do salah for your Rabb, offer salah for your Rabb and sacrifice, and the one that hates you, he will be cut off. Kawthar translates as abundant good. So Allah Ta'ala has promised Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundant good, the good of this world and the good of the hereafter. The good of this world, we see that Allah Ta'ala had granted him hundreds and thousands and millions of followers, all taking his name, all declaring the Shahadat, all reciting Durood Sharif. Then his Mubarak name is announced over the mimbars, over the minaras, in salah, in azan, in the khutbah, in du'as, at all times, at all occasions, his namaz, his name is repeated. A person going for hajj, then he will make it a point that with hajj, he will go and make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the time that Allah Ta'ala is remembered, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also remembered. Then in the hereafter, he will be the one that will commence the process of intercession. The whole hisab will start off with the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He will dearly ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and the whole intercession process will commence with the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And his following will be the greatest on the day of Qiyamah. Adam alayhi salam and all other Anbiya will be under the banner of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam on the day of Qiyamah. So amongst the abundant good that Allah Ta'ala has provided him, one is the Hawz al-Kawthar, the fountain of Kawthar, the fount that you drink from and never feel thirsty thereafter. The seas when people will be all collected on the day of Qiyamah for reckoning before they proceed to Jannah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will provide them with the water of Kawthar, after which no person ever feels thirsty. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives a description of this Kawthar, this water, this hose. The sides of it are beautified with precious stones, and the sand of it is musk. The person that drinks of it, he never feels thirsty thereafter. The utensils are like the count of stars. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ. There will be some sounds of warning, and there will be people that will come on the Kawthar to ask for a drink, some drink at my hands, and I will be wanting to give them, when the Malaika will intervene and say, no, these people are not supposed to be drinking, and they will turn them away, and I will cry out and say that these are my following, and the Malaika will say, no, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You do not know what they have started off after you. The ulama explained this is with reference to munafiqeen. Outwardly, they had shown Islam, but really they did not have Islam within them. They did not believe Allah Ta'ala, they did not believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to be seen of men as Muslims. Therefore, they professed the faith. Otherwise, their hearts were concealed with kufr and disbelief. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Now for the abundant good that Allah Ta'ala has provided, how do you show appreciation? How do you show the gratitude? Then offer salah and offer sacrifice. Salah is the most comprehensive form of ibadat. So do this salah besides your first salah, then the nafil salahs that you can engage in, as much as you can engage in salah as a mark of appreciation. And then one her sacrifice. So sacrificing, there's two things that will come out in your sacrifice. One is a rejection to the polytheists who believe in their idols, for they offer animals for their idols. Up to this day, you see this practiced, that up to this day, they will offer for their false gods. So you will stand out for Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Your sacrifice is purely, exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And apart from showing tawheed in your sacrifices, you will show kindness as well. You will sacrifice, then you will feed the poor, the indigent, the needy, the yatim, all types of people, believers, unbelievers. Your generosity will extend and cover all. In nashani akahu al-abtar, the one that hates you, he will be cut off. When Nabi Sallam had lost his dear respected son, Qasim, then Asim ibn Wail, the leader of the opposition, he says to his people that Nabi Sallam is nothing to be feared about, don't worry about him, because his progeny, male issues have all cut off. When his male issues have cut off, so his name will also perish with time, so he isn't a thing to be concerned and fearing about. Because like his children have all cut off, they've ended, so his name and his mission will also end up with time. So he isn't a thing to be concerned about. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse, in nashani akahu al-abtar, this one that hates you, he will be cut off. Because Nabi Sallam's progeny will remain till Qiyamat, number one. Number two is this, that his real progeny is the one that follows him. His following are his real progeny. They are the real children of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An-Nabiyu awla bil minina min anfusim wa azwajhu ummahatum. They are the spiritual sons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they will continue as his physical, biological progeny will continue. then his spiritual progeny also will continue. So it matter to be reflecting over. Asim Ibn Wa'il made this type of a statement. He had abundant children, wealth, etc. But now his name is obliterated, deleted actually from the history of time. Everything has been blocked out, has been wiped out. Nobody even talks about him, nobody even mentions him. If it was not for Islamic history and the events that took place at the time that were the reasons for the revelation, then he wouldn't even be spoken about. It is the blessings of this Islamic history that we've got, at least his name is being taken. Otherwise, it would have been wiped out with time. And then if you look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then his name is taken in millions of places and billions of time, every hour of the day, let alone every day, but every hour of the day, millions and billions of times, his respected Mubarak name is taken in Durood Sharif, in the Azan, in the Salah, in the Dua, in the Khutbah, in the Takbir and Iqamat, in everything that you can think of, his name is being taken. And his following also, whether it is biological, whether it is spiritual, they will continue. We hear at the end of time will be Imam Mahdi coming, springing out from the progeny of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you do what you're supposed to be doing, engage in showing appreciation, carrying the word of Allah Ta'ala, doing to the best of your ability how much you can do, stand up for Allah Ta'ala, stand up for his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stand up for his deen, how much you can do it with sincere devotion, and you will be also listed amongst the loyal friends of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam under his Mubarak banner on the day of Qiyamah.